The question often arises, do I need more than one member, more than one owner, in order to set up my LLC? If you only have one owner, it's going to be called a single member LLC. If there's two or more owners, it's going to be called a multiple member LLC. So, which one do you want, a single member or a multiple member? Actually, you're going to have to understand a little bit about the asset protection value of an LLC in order to answer that question. There are two aspects to the asset protection value of an LLC, and we're going to talk about these in detail, but let's just overview it right now. In the LLC, you have the corporate shield, and it is exactly the same corporate shield as a corporation has. What it does is it protects you from what happens in the company. So if the company has a problem, company gets sued, in theory, your house and your personal assets aren't exposed. And of course, everything's got to be done just right in order to make that so that it actually works, and that's an entire section of the LLC wizard. The other aspect to asset protection in an LLC is what's called charging order protection. And we're going to go into the history and you're going to understand it totally. But for right now, just understand that what it does is it protects the assets of the company from what happens to you. You declare personal bankruptcy because you make bad real estate investments. You get divorced. The kid's jumping on the trampoline in the backyard. You hit a kid in the crosswalk on the way to church on Sunday. Those aren't business items. Those are personal items. In fact, 56% of all bankruptcies in the United States are a result of somebody in the family gets sick. So the question is, when somebody in the family gets sick, or you get sued personally, or you declare personal bankruptcy, are the assets of the LLC available to satisfy your personal debts? And without going into any detail, which, like I say, we're going to do in the future here, if you have a corporation, the answer is yes. If you have an LLC, the answer is no, maybe. And a big part of that maybe today is whether or not you have a single member LLC or a multiple member LLC. Now, the Uniform LLC Act of 2006 says that the only recourse for the creditor of a member of an LLC is to get this charging order, which means that the creditor has to charge the interest of the member in the LLC with the debt that the member owes to the creditor. And as we'll explain later, the creditor can't come in, they can't manage the assets of the company, they can't vote in new officers and directors, they can't vote in new managers, they can't sell the assets of the company. Basically, all they do is what we call stand in the economic shoes of the member. If the company declares a profit, the creditor gets it. It's very good asset protection, and I've actually seen more people lose the company assets because of personal problems than I have seen people lose their personal assets because of company problems. I mean, a personal problem is as easy as getting divorced. So the LLC gives you the opportunity to protect the company assets from your personal problems. However, and as I'll explain the history of it, and you'll understand, it is somewhat dependent upon who we're protecting. The original concept was we were going to protect the other partners in a partnership, and so we wouldn't let one partner's creditors come in and destroy the company for the other partners. Well, if you have a single member LLC, you don't have other partners. It's just you. We started to erode the single member LLC charging order protection back in 2003 with a case in Colorado called Albright. Albright declared bankruptcy. And the bankruptcy court said, creditors of Mr. Albright, go ahead, you can take all the assets of Mr. Albright's LLC. And frankly, we thought that the court was nuts. For a decade, nobody followed that ruling. Then in 2011, there was another case in Florida, Mr. Olmstead. Now, Mr. Olmstead was a dirty dude. He embezzled tens of millions of dollars from Floridians, and he stuck all of this money into an LLC. Well, the FTC came in, they got a judgment against Mr. Olmstead and said, okay, come on, give all the money back. Mr. Olmstead stuck his tongue out at them and he says, nah, 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 nah. It's in an LLC. You have to get a charging order. All you can do is wait until this LLC actually declares a profit. And by the way, I'm the owner of the LLC. Yeah, I'm sitting in prison, but you ain't going to get much because I'm never going to declare a profit. Well, you don't stick your tongue out at the Supreme Court justices and say, nah, 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 nah. They scratched their head and they said, well, Mr. Olmstead, this is a single-member LLC. The original concept of charging orders was to protect the other members. You don't have any other members. Therefore, we are not going to honor the charging order protection, even though the Uniform LLC Act says the only recourse to your creditors is to get a charging order. Drop dead. Well, since then, many states have started to look at this charging order concept and the concept of multiple member versus single member LLC and why you have charging orders. Utah and Idaho have actually passed laws which say if you have a single member LLC, you do not get charging order protection. Maryland, New Mexico, and the Ninth Circuit, now the Ninth Circuit's up and down the West Coast, that includes Alaska and Arizona and California and Hawaii, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington, the Ninth Circuit has said, no, bankruptcy, single member LLC, we're coming after the assets. No charging order protection. Well, I think you want charging order protection. Therefore, you probably ought to look at setting up your LLC with multiple members. Well, where are you going to get multiple members? I don't know. If it's going to be a really successful company, you could put me on as a member. That'd be okay. Or you're going to put a child or a parent or somebody else on as another member. The question always is, okay, how much do we have to give them? There is no answer to that. However, they need to actually be a member. They need to vote on things. They need to get income when you declare a profit. You basically need to treat this other member as a real other member. If you don't treat them as another member, the courts aren't going to treat them as another member either. They're just going to say this whole thing is a sham, and you only have a single member LLC. Just for fun, there's a theory, this is Lee's theory, that the IRS says if you have more than a 5% interest in a company, then you are not a passive investor, you are an actual owner. Well, if it's good enough for the IRS, maybe it's good enough for the courts, and a 5% interest would be a substantial ownership for the second member. But I think the most important thing is going to be, how do you treat this individual? Do you really treat them like another member? Now, you are actually going to list the members on the articles of organization. If you change the management later, you change the members later, you're going to have to go back to the state, pay the fee, and amend your articles of organization. There is a little asterisk there. That is if you're adding a new member. If you're just changing the percentage interests of the members that are already listed, the percentage of their ownership, if you're changing that, you don't have to go back and redo your articles of organization at the state. So if the object of this LLC is estate planning, and you are going to be planning on gifting pieces of your LLC memberships to your children over the years, then you need to name all of the children and give them a tiny percentage to begin with. That way you won't have to go back and amend your articles of organization.